We sang "Where Jesus Is, 'Tis Heaven There," and in another of our psalms, we spoke about psalms a lot lately, but we read in the 16th psalm that in His presence, in Your presence there is fullness of joy. At Your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And how happy we are to know Jesus and to know that He lives in our hearts. He's here. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost, individually and collectively. God dwells among His people. Jesus said, "I've spoken these things to you, My disciples, that your joy might be full. I want My joy to remain in you, and I want your joy to be full." And sorrow had filled their hearts because He had told them He was leaving them. But He was trying to get across to them that, yes, He was leaving them, but He was not really leaving them. He was coming to them, and it would be better for them because He would be not just with them, but within them always. And it's so great that we can know that in our experience as well. And we do today, and therefore we rejoice. I was in a prayer meeting recently. And the prayers, I think they were very good. I could join in with them, you know, and I like to go to prayer meeting. I like when people lead out in prayer, and I can pray along with them. And then one sister prayed, and there was something different about her prayer. I'd say it took us up a level because she injected this joyful spirit of faith into the meeting with her prayer. It was such a delight in God, a delight that Jesus is right here, right now, and God's eye is upon us and His ear is open to our cry. And I couldn't help but think of "Therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation." We're all coming to the Lord. He is for us, and we can know that, and we can open our hearts to Him, for He is right here. We can yield ourselves to the moving of His Spirit in this prayer meeting. And what a joyful thing this is. And I said to myself, oh, she had it just right. She didn't pray as though we were all wrong and she was better, you know. It wasn't that. I don't think she had that in her mind at all. She was just focused on Jesus, and it just, I don't know, it just brought us all a little closer and a little higher in faith and in joyful expectation. For God is here. God is among us. And Jesus came to His disciples, and He has come to us. And He lives in our hearts and in our midst. And His Spirit is present. He wants to fill us more greatly even today. And so there's joy in our hearts. There's joy where Jesus is, 'tis heaven there. Oh, hallelujah. We just sang full of joy and full of praise and full of glory. And why is that? It's because we know Him and we have Him. He is ours. I've read this morning, as some of you read the devotional, the staff devotional, I read the psalm that verse comes from. By the way, that's one of today's reading is one of my favorite ones. I have some favorites in that book, and today's reading is one of my favorites about the purity, the perfection of the Word of God. But I read the psalm, Psalm 12. Our verse was, "The words of Jehovah are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace on the earth, purified seven times." But the psalmist is, the heading in my Bible says, "The faithful have vanished." And there's certainly a contrast drawn. Now, I can't trust in anyone or anything around me as I can trust in You, Lord, because You are perfect and You are faithful. And it says here, the psalmist says, that on every side the wicked prowl, as vileness is exalted among the children of man. And I thought, oh, That's a perfect description of 2011, of the world we live in, the age that we are in. On every side the wicked prowl, as vileness is exalted among the children of men. But Lord, you are the Savior. We have you, and we have your word, and your word is perfect. The words of the Lord are pure words. And I like that last sentence. Here it says, is our place of quietness and confidence. Whatever the appearances of the hour may be, the word of Jehovah is not to be tested by them, but they are to be tried by the word of Jehovah. God's word stands. He is with us and among us. And when everything else around us seems false, we look into our own hearts and we say, it's really true, false and full of sin I am. Thou art full of truth and grace, and you are all that I want, and I find my all. In fact, more than all, it says, in thee I find plenteous grace, the fountain of life. Yes, I thank you, Lord, that you are the lover of my soul, and you are my all in all, and you are guiding me and keeping me and providing for me and speaking to me and manifesting your life. And praise the Lord, we have every reason to rejoice in him on this day and to receive out of his fullness grace upon grace as we open our hearts to him. He's leading us. He's helping us to follow along in his way. And these are ways of pleasantness and peace and joy. Joy in the Lord. In that day shalt thou say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day thou shalt say, praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout, cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Sing for joy, it says in this translation. Sing for joy. He is with you. He is among you. Praise the Lord. Rejoice. Don't forget it. Don't let your confidence flag. Don't let your joy in him ever be diminished. In your presence, Lord, is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. So everyone should be rejoicing today, regardless of this, the vileness, the wickedness, the deceit, the dishonesty, all of it. On every hand, sin is prowling about. Yes, the adversary wants to devour you. Well, that's pretty frightening, or it could be, except that the Lord is on our side, and he is great and mighty and faithful and loving. So let's rejoice today.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
All in all,
all in all,
a strength in time of weariness, a light when shadows fall.